from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. From Ohio State to Northwestern, Northeastern to Emory, college campus protests continue nationwide. USC has canceled its main graduation ceremony, and Columbia students who have set up tents are refusing to leave. Here's ABC's Dave Packer.
We have our demands. They have theirs. That from officials at Columbia University who say they've been in talks with student organizers of the ongoing protests and encampment. Late Thursday, the university in a statement saying the talks have shown progress and are continuing as planned. This is an overnight dispersal deadline. Came and went with the pro-Palestinian encampment still in place. Columbia senators' goal is to have the tents gone before graduation ceremonies on May 15th. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
Former President Donald Trump once again in a Manhattan courtroom listening to testimony in his hush money trial. The Supreme Court justices are today privately discussing former President Trump's legal arguments that he and future presidents should have immunity over criminal prosecution for what they did in office, even though Trump's lawyer gave up on the idea of absolute immunity, instead saying some other kind of immunity should be granted.
This is going to make it much more likely that it's going to take a longer time as things move forward. If you view the goal of the Trump team as delay, it was the smartest thing that they could do.
ABC Chief Legal Analyst Dan Abrams, if you're one of the 18 million Americans or so who live with chronic pain, you might get some relief soon.
The FDA signed off on an implantable pain control device. Its maker, Medtronic, says it responds to the body's pain signals in real time. Neurologists say that could be a major step forward in treating persistent chronic pain, but it may not be for everyone. The device must be surgically implanted, so it may only be recommended for those who have exhausted all other options.
ABC's Derek Albinger. The University of Pennsylvania's hurricane outlook out this morning shows it could be a very busy year when it comes to weather in the Atlantic Basin. Dow's up 125. You're listening to ABC News. Tesla's autopilot system under a new microscope. It was part of a recall over safety concerns last year, but now officials at the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration say they are investigating whether that recall fixes went far enough. The recall affected more than 2 million Tesla vehicles. Profits at America's biggest energy company are falling. ExxonMobil today says natural gas prices dropped, and that dropped earnings to just over $8.2 billion in the first quarter. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in China meeting with Xi Jinping. Here's ABC's Martha Raddatz.
While more fractious issues of national security and trade showed little sign of change after the meeting, Blinken did say there was progress in restoring military-to-military communication, which had come to a halt after the Chinese spy balloon swept across the U.S., and he acknowledged China's role in helping to dissuade Russia from possibly using a tactical nuclear weapon in Ukraine.
New health concerns for one of the NBA's best. Philadelphia's Joel Embiid has revealed that he was recently diagnosed with Bell's palsy. It's affecting the left side of his face, including his eye and mouth, and recovery could take months. Speaking after last night's playoff win against the New York Knicks, where he scored 50 points, he said,
"The one thing I'm not going to do is give up. No matter what happens, got to keep pushing, got to keep fighting, got to keep putting my body on the line."
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.